Well, in the studio with me on a Monday morning, from the studios, you know, the studio and the studios is very confusing for people coming to the Lifestyle Center because we are the radio studio, but then there is a precinct around the corner from us called the studios where, among other things, there is a most magnificent collection of curated lounges is what I like to describe them as. They are meeting places that are available for small to medium-sized gatherings of every description. And Kalia Audibert is back in the studio. We discussed last week, we were talking about another kind of space at the studios. But welcome to you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Let's get that mic a little bit closer and then we'll be able to hear you beautifully. So you wear quite a few different hats. You look after spaces at the Lifestyle Center in the studios.
Yes, I look after Fitpod and Next Level in the studios.
You see, they kind of go together in
hand
a sense.
Hand in hand.
Because, well, they are beautiful spaces designed for things to happen collaboratively with people looking to, generally speaking, expand on whatever it is that floats their boat. So if you have ever been looking for a space to host a meeting, to host a little gathering of any description, you might well be headed our way. Kalia, the kind of spaces that we're talking about, maybe you can describe them better because they're your baby.
Sure. So, yeah, Next Level is a collection of meeting spaces. We've got four beautifully curated rooms. They differ from between a mix of hybrid of a lounge and a boardroom space. Three of the rooms consist of beautiful TV screens to do presentations on. And like you mentioned, we do everything from your big meetings to your smaller meetings, product launches, intimate gatherings in the space.
So could one, for example, if you wanted to host a book club kind of gathering, could you do that?
100%. And it's such a great space for that as well. Just being within the studios, we also have the secondhand bookshop, we have the coffee shop. Yeah. So Next Level collaborates with everyone around us as well.
Now, you know, I've often thought of hosting maybe, for example, a music soiree or something small and intimate where one can talk a little bit and enjoy, you know, sort of the idea of the word soiree is exactly that. It's not a concert, big volume, etc. It's rather smaller and intimate and quiet. Would this be a space that one could use?
100%. And like I said, it's everything from your intimate gatherings to your more formal meetings, boardrooms, where you do all your brainstorming, everything in between.
Okay, and how many can you accommodate at in your biggest space?
So in the biggest space, we can fit up to about 16. Like I said, all the rooms differ. They each have boardroom tables in it. The boardroom tables differ from 6 to about 12 people.
Okay, so they are more geared towards that kind of event.
The smaller events, and definitely for your more, I want to say, intimate gatherings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a round the table kind of thing. It's
yes.
Not like cinema seating or anything like
no.
that. Okay. The concept is an interesting one because, as I say, there historically haven't been too many spaces available for this kind of gathering in Balito other than, you know, back in the day was the Scout Hall or something. I mean, it was off. I mean, with respect to that,
yes.
Lovely space, but you know, not very posh.
Yeah.
People like to be comfortable, and
you're 100%.
Very comfortable at the level of not only the furnishings and accommodation, but you alluded to the fact that there's a coffee shop downstairs, you can place an order and they'll serve it at the right time. You've got connectivity in the form of, in three of the rooms, big screen television, and they link to any kind of presentation device.
Yes.
So you've got that available to you. What does it cost to hire a room?
So we have hourly, half-day and full-day rates, which I think makes it amazing and very flexible. We also don't do memberships. You book on a need-to basis. And the prices vary from 200 rand an hour to 1,100 rand for the full day.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's much more affordable than I thought it was going to be. And the reason I say that is because it's a lovely, it is a beautiful, they are beautiful spaces.
Yes.
And immaculately presented as well. Your team is very fastidious when it comes to making sure that the space is right because we've used the spaces a couple of times now and found them always to be exceptional.
Yes.
The notion, of course, of getting together in a space like that is always determined, I think, by firstly accessibility, which the Lifestyle Center has in terms of plenty of parking.
100%.
Free parking, might I just add. That's a huge bonus.
Huge win.
Because one doesn't like to feel that, oh, I've got to rush this thing because I've got to get under an hour, otherwise I'm going to be nailed for parking. So there is, it's good security. The question of sound is always something that one has to take into consideration because, well, it's a shared space in the sense that there are various rooms. So I presume you don't encourage people to come in with loud equipment that's going to like take over and spoil. How do you monitor that?
Well, generally we haven't had clients that have come in with loud instruments.
Oh, you haven't had
music?
The hip hop team coming in to give you an idea of what's
no.
That.
And I think it's a beautiful space where people are very aware of each other, and it's a very creative and a collaborative space. And I think with that in mind, people are very aware on what you're doing and respectful of each other. And I think that's what makes the space so phenomenal.
You don't have a problem with bleed because, you know, there's nothing more distracting when you're having a meeting and you can hear the people next door.
No, definitely not.
Nicely designed that way.
Yes, 100%.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And when it comes to making sure that you can get the space that you're looking for, because they are different, do you encourage folk to pop along and have a look first and make sure and discuss with you their requirements and then you from there give them a quote and etc.?
So we have obviously three fantastic ways that you can do it. The Belito Connect app now. Obviously, there are images and you can have a look at what the spaces is, as well as the Belito Lifestyle website and the Next Level website. And to obviously get hold of us, you can get our contact details again on various platforms. Belito Connect app. We also have a new WhatsApp line, which also shows all our rooms, something we've recently introduced. And again, our website and contacting us via email.
See, I think that's so important. You mentioned Belito Connect. I just wanted to correct you there. The Belito Connect feature is not the app, which is lekker because you don't have to download it. It's just there. It's a little directory. It's curated to give you. So when you're looking for meeting space, for example, or you know, gathering area or whatever it is you're looking for, it'll take you to our suggestions for the where you're going to find the best in Belito or in the Belito environment. And that's why we're very, very proud to represent the next level at the studios, because we think that it is without doubt one of, if not the best gathering spaces in our vicinity, in our region. And we like to celebrate what's really good and the jewel in the crown, as they say, of brand Belito, under the curatorship of Kalia Audibear. It's lovely to have a chat with you on a Monday morning.
Thank you so much.
Don't be a stranger. You can pop in anytime. We're neighbors around the corner, and we like to celebrate excellence on the Belito Connect. So congratulations for making the cut.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Our great pleasure. And the morning show. Oh, this will be up as a podcast, by the way. So if you were wondering and you couldn't get anything down, well, don't worry. You pick it up on demand. Morning show.